Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
So, a buddy of mine and I, we had a very heated argument.
Really?
About something that's going on, and it's pretty close to me. It's something that happened to a family member of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we disagreed strongly. Over what should be done.
Okay.
With what took place.
Please explain.
I'll give you the backstory. I'm married to my wife, Kenzie, and she has a sister.
Mm-hmm.
This sister moved out here with us.
Mm-hmm.
She lived with us for a few years.
Hot little sister, too.
She's a good-looking girl.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I've known her since she was 16 years old, 15 years old.
Yeah.
So I've known her forever. So I consider her my sister.
Sure.
When we lived in our old apartment, before Kenzie and I got married, she met a guy.
Okay.
And I remember this. I was in the apartment.
Jenna was there, actually.
Yeah,
you were there when
together.
They met. Now, it was one of those where they met and they clicked and they started dating.
Okay.
And they got along and 1 year turned to 2 years and 3 years.
All right.
They ended up moving in together.
All right.
He bought a house. They moved in together. And it got to the point where people started doing the, hey, when are you going to propose to Kelly? You know, that's okay. My sister-in-law's name. When are you going to propose to Kelly? And that always happens to guys. After about 3 years, the friends and the family are going to start.
When are you going to make her?
We're going to start asking questions.
We're
getting older. She wants to have kids. She's almost 30. You know, let's get this going. So a few months ago, he proposed.
Okay.
He took her out. He proposed. He gave her a nice, beautiful ring.
Yep.
And he took his time with this relationship.
He took his time.
I mean, it seems like they did it right.
Exactly.
He was, you know, he was slow and making sure he was, you know, this is what I want to do.
It wasn't rushed. They lived together and. And I'm not saying this just because she's my sister-in-law, but she really is a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's a great girl. She's not clingy. She gets out of. She let him do whatever. If he wanted to go golf, go golf. If he wanted to go on a trip, go on a trip with your friends. She wasn't a bad girlfriend at all. She was close to perfect as a girlfriend, at least from my view.
Yeah.
So they get married, not married. They get engaged, and everything starts moving. You know, she
planning
starts planning. She has to plan. She puts down payments. Kinsey and I throw them an engagement party.
Okay.
And I could sense it from him. I could sense that as soon as this ball started rolling, he drew back a bit.
Cold feet thing.
But I didn't think it was anything because I did the same thing. A lot of guys do the same thing.
It's a lot of pressure, man.
Marriage is a scary thing to guys. Girls get all into it. You're invested from day one. You're like, this
no,
is...
No, they're not invested in the marriage. They're invested in the wedding.
In the wedding. Yeah, yeah. You're invested from day
they're
one.
They're not thinking about the marriage.
No.
Yeah,
I'm talking
bit.
About the wedding. The girls get invested into the wedding thing and the planning and the... And
guys, what, we care less about the wedding itself.
Yeah, I mean, she...
We start thinking about the marriage. I think, you know, we start thinking about, oh, this is going to change my life. This is,
right.
You know, and
we're like,
and
oh my God.
Girls are focused on that one day.
I see all my friends that got married and I no longer see them out at the clubs. I know what's about to happen in my life. And I understand that. I saw that and I was cool with it. I'm like, hey, I went through it
too. Gotta grow up sometime.
You gotta grow up sometime, man.
Yep.
She put down the down payments for the venue.
Okay.
She traveled to San Diego to go dress shopping with her sister and her best friend.
Okay.
She came back here, did some more dress shopping. And then out of nowhere, on a Friday night, Kinsey gets this call.
Kinsey
gets a call. We're laying in bed. It's like 10 o'clock at night, maybe 11. And she gets a call.
Friday night. Let's go to bed.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock.
That is marriage, by the way.
How things change for JC.
JC is in bed at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. But that's fine. I like my life. I enjoy my life. I like having kids. I like not going out and not feeling like crap on Saturdays.
Yeah, you did your thing.
All good, dude. All good.
I had a good life, Al.
Dude, I'm still.
You did it. You
I'm
lived
still hanging
it.
In there for you.
I've been alone in bed at 11 on a Friday night, and I should be out at the bar.
Not much to do now, you know? So I'm good. So she gets this call, and I could hear the pain through the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just can hear pain, and I know that it's a girl, and it sounds like my sister-in-law.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, through Kinsey's words, I could put things together. I could get that he basically just broke up with her and called off their engagement.
Okay.
Automatically, I'm angry. I'm angry at this dude because that's my little sister.
But
you know,
don't know the facts.
I'm mad.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And this guy, I was friends with him. You know, we played football.
Mm-hmm.
We went out together a lot.
Yeah, I was going to be your bro.
He was going to be my brother-in-law. Like this guy was going to be part of my family, and just like that, he dumped and broke my sister-in-law's heart.
Okay.
I didn't know why he did it. I still don't really know why he did it. All I know is what she's told us. And he basically said he didn't know if he ever wanted to be married. He didn't know if he wanted to have children. He didn't know if he wanted that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent, I respect that. Because
you know, he did it before they got married.
Yeah, you did it before you got married.
I mean, the bright side,
you didn't go through the whole wedding thing. You didn't, and then get married, and
don't
then
propose,
have, and then have to go
but
through
you know
the
what?
Divorce.
You're getting pressure from everyone, and you feel like, well, this girl has everything.
Right.
I can't complain,
but still,
maybe
I
should go through it. But you know, people do things, and then they realize,
oh my god, they think,
well, maybe I'll start feeling those feelings and get excited, and it doesn't ever happen.
And that was a bit of what he was saying.
But when I've been dating my ex-wife, now ex-wife. Everybody was saying, y'all have dated 3 years. She's a great girl. She's got a nice career. She's, you know, you start hearing it from
time
everybody.
Time to settle down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you start thinking to yourself, well, maybe they're right, and I, you know, I'm oblivious. And so maybe that, yeah, I'm not saying I didn't love
and
her.
It's really
but
interesting because you watch these TV shows and you see people getting married, and they're just like, I'm just so in love. I just know it's right. I can't say that I ever felt this is the absolute 100% right decision.
Yeah.
I'm so committed.
Yeah.
And look at what happened to
me. Yeah.
I'm divorced now. But
It just seemed like the right thing to do.
I envy people that feel like that. Because going through it, I just never felt that.
Yeah.
But once you make that move, how do you go? Did he want to break up completely then?
Or did
he,
how do you ever go back to saying,
okay, I don't want to be engaged. I might never want to marry you, but I still want to keep this relationship.
They would probably still be together if they never gotten engaged.
Right.
The problem is, I think she was blindsided, and he had been out with his buddies, and I think he brought that up to one of his friends, and that got him thinking. And when you're in that state, he went home and did what he probably should not have done after he had gone out that
night. Maybe slept on it.
He should have probably slept on it, because now you get into the territory of stubbornness. You know, you said what you said the night before. You basically broke off the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, it's tough for a guy to say, oh, that's my bad. Yeah, you put that ring back on, because it's what's said is said, and it's done. She has that in her mind. And she ended up moving in with us for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She was heartbroken.
Right.
And didn't talk to him at all, really.
And how long has it been?
It's been 2 months, maybe.
Now, you started this off with saying you had a heated argument with somebody.
Yeah,
so what was the argument about?
The argument was this. He asked my sister-in-law if she would meet with him.
The ex-fiance.
Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, this dude's finally, you know, the stubbornness is going away. He's going
to
say, I miss you so much. I want to get back with you. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay.
You really are a good girl. And I'm not going to find a girl that is up to par with you. It's tough to find girls like that.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
What happened?
No. He basically invited her over and kept his, I want to stay, unengaged. And he just basically said, hey, you know, no rush or anything on anything, but when you figure out what you want to do with the ring, you know, just let me know.
When you figure out what you want to do.
AKA,
with the ring.
I would like the ring back. But he's putting it in nice terms because.
No.
Here's the this is the argument I had with my friend. I said, no. He should not get the ring back because you broke up with her. Mm-hmm. You made a promise to this girl, and you broke that promise a couple months after you made this huge life-changing question with this advance, and now you took it away from her. Not only that, but she spent 5 years of her life that she could have been looking for another man and a guy that's going to actually give her marriage and a guy that's going to give her children that she really, that's what she wants. She sees.
Okay, well, here's devil's advocate.
Okay.
When she looks at that ring, does it bring her joy or pain? Is she going to hold
on
to it? Is she going to sell it for the cash?
I don't.
I mean, here's the thing.
It should be on her, though. It should be her decision.
It should be her decision.
She should give it back, because why do you want it?
I would give it back because you know what, to me? I'm not a jewelry girl.
Right.
I'm really not. I have my wedding ring. The only reason I have I sold my wedding band. I'm like, I don't know what does that mean. I kept the engagement ring because I want my daughter to have it.
Yeah.
The diamond. She can reset it, do whatever. That's the only reason I kept but we actually got married.
And you had a... You had a child.
Right,
with
but I don't. I would look at that ring and it would cause me nothing but pain.
I
would give it back and be.
I completely
done
agree
with
you.
Does she want it just because it can kind of compensate her for what she has spent, or does she want it out of principle? Like, you broke up with me.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a bit of both. Here's my opinion.
I don't think it matters how it makes her feel. He shouldn't be the one asking
for it. Yeah, he shouldn't.
It
should be her decision, but she shouldn't want it, honestly.
She doesn't want it. But what I told her, what I told her she should do is sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You put your time into this relationship. You're a good girl. Sell it. Go on a trip and take your mind off of everything. Just use it to use this life experience that you went through and turn it into another life experience.
See, and I just wouldn't
that
enjoy
change
that
your mentality.
Trip.
Well, Kelly, Kelly and I are more prideful too. Like, I would rather if a guy broke up with me, I would rather.
I don't need your ring.
Yeah,
and
I don't need the money.
I wouldn't pay for a trip with the money that ring brought me. I would give the ring back and say, it means nothing. It's a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
But to me, nothing.
It is. But I feel like 5 years wasted.
What is it? It's not 5 years wasted. She learned a lot during that 5 years. She learned how she is going to be in a relationship. She knows what to look for in the next relationship. That is not 5 years wasted.
But what if you're blindsided like she was? She didn't see this coming.
She still learned lessons.
Yeah, but you know what that means is he would never have been ready. So, I mean, I hate the whole propose and take it back. I think a guy should just, you either man up or not. But at the same time, if he's not ready, what happens if she did have a kid and they're 10 years down the road and then he cheats because he wasn't ready?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's even worse. That would have been 10 years wasted.
Even though it was hurtful, I think he did the right thing by breaking up prior to marriage if he genuinely felt like that. Sure, he should have examined himself before he proposed in the first place.
She gets a lot more if they get married and
divorced. Maybe he did feel like he was ready at one time, and then he started thinking about it, and he got cold feet, or he didn't talk to your boss, whatever it was.
Only he knows.
Yeah, only he knows.
But what I think is, and this is coming from just what I think, is if you're the guy and you propose to the girl and you break it off, mm-hmm. or you screw up and you do something stupid, the girl should keep it. If she breaks it up.
I think she has the right to keep it. I think a mature woman would give it back. That's my opinion.
Yeah,
a mature, emotionally mature woman would give it back.
I would, unless he asks, and that's annoying.
And then that's just
annoying.
You know what I mean? But then you're holding, but then it's
like,
just a power struggle again.
Flat out ass.
Yeah. Because, you know, you see things happen quite a bit, at least I have in recent years, of guys dating girls and, you know, getting engaged. And then if the girl cheated, or, you know, the guy's paying her rent and the guy's doing all of these things for this girl, you know, in that situation, I mean, you legally can get it back when there's cheating involved.
And I feel like she could get the money that she lost that she put down for the wedding back, or at least, and then a little bit more because
that would be nice. That would be generous. If we were all mature adults, he would like pay and say, "Look, I'm sorry you wasted all this money. My guilt." It would make his conscience clear a little bit better.
Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do. We wanna hear from you. 800 Kid Live.
800-543-3548.
800-5 Geek It.
If you've gone through this or are going through this right now, what do you think we should do, or my sister-in-law should do?
And we engaged.
I want to hear what you did. Yeah, if you're a guy that broke off an engagement, if you're a girl that got it broken off and you kept the ring, any scenario, we want to know.
Because I seriously think she should keep that ring and go on a vacation.
I like that idea. I don't know if I would do it, but I like thinking I would do it.
We'll take your calls next.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back.
Before the break, I was talking about my sister-in-law. She just went through an engagement breakup, and I had an argument with a friend of mine, who's another dude.
Yeah.
About what should happen to the ring. The ex-fiance broke the engagement off. My opinion is my sister-in-law should keep the ring. She has the right to keep the ring, and she should do whatever she wants with that ring. He thinks, the dude gets the ring back.
90%, this is my opinion, 90% of guys are going to want to have the ring back.
Well, here's the thing. They're going to want that.
Well, now, when we spent,
about the money.
Rings are expensive.
Quite simply put, yes, it's about the money. You spent, you know, some thousands of dollars maybe on this ring, maybe, you know, whatever it is in proportion to your income. You know, if I bought a ring for a girl, and even if I broke it off, I would want
the ring back.
Now, would I expect the ring back?
And I get that. I get that. Of course you would want it back from a financial sense.
Yeah.
But didn't you just get what you wanted? You're not getting married.
Right.
So do you get two things that you want?
You were freed.
Again. Men are about money.
And the ex-boyfriend, he's not a bad guy. He's actually a nice guy. He's a good dude.
I'm not saying he is.
He just did a crappy thing.
He did,
in my opinion.
And we do that. But in the big scheme of things, he did her a favor by doing it now. He did her a favor by breaking up now.
I hate when people say that.
It's true. She'll move on and she'll find the right person.
He wasn't the right one for her.
But at the time when
And she's
just
still young enough. He didn't wait till she was 40 with kids and then, you know, your prime mating years are behind you.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. She's 30 years old. She's hot. She'll get a guy before the end of the day if she wants
but
one.
When you're in the peak.
Oh, they're lining up, Big Al.
Yeah, I know they are.
Stop calling me and asking me if you can go on a date with my sister-in-law. Stop it.
Very pretty girl.
Don't do that, fellas.
So we ask you to give us a call.
Yeah, what would you
do? If you've been in this situation. Yeah. We want to hear from the guys, too, if you called it off or if the girl did something to you and, you know, you wanted your ring back.
Now, what I said is, if the guy breaks it off, the girl should be able to keep it. If the girl breaks it off, girl should give it back. That's what I think the rule is.
Okay.
Brittany, what did you do with the ring?
I was engaged 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We were 6 months out from getting married. Everything was paid for, dress bought, so on and so forth. He decided to cheat. Well, I had the rings in my possession, so we broke up. I took them. I took them to a diamond broker. I had fans, rings, everything. Took them and had them. Took them to a brokerage. So I took the money after we split, and I gave it to my parents because my parents put all these deposits down on,
nice
you know, getting all these vendors and buying a dress and so on and so forth. And he wanted the ring back. My, you know, all of the rings, he wanted them. And I was like, no, no. So I took the remainder of the money and went to Vegas with some girlfriends.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. That's what I told them.
That's a whole different factor.
Later, he calls and wants the rings back. Because he can't make a car payment.
Well, tell him to go buy it from that broker you sold it to.
Yeah. Well, giving the money to the parents, that was a nice thing to do. That was a practical thing to do.
And that's what my sister-in-law wants to do. She wants to take care of the money she did spend already on the wedding. And she wants, and I told her, use the rest for a little trip, just like Brittany did. Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks.
I think that the groom-to-be should be responsible for some of the financial losses.
Right.
I mean, that would be
sure.
That's what
but
the ring can
again,
cover.
We're trying to pretend that everybody's mature and rational humans,
right?
And they're not.
They're not. Yeah. And some folks crazy. So you got to factor that in too.
Jessica, you actually broke off your engagement.
I did. We were engaged for a year, and he. I broke off the engagement, and he. He asked for the ring back, and I said, that's fine, but you owe me a substantial amount of money, so when you pay me that money, I'll give the ring back.
But you broke it off.
But in the relationship, he borrowed money from
you.
Oh, okay.
Why'd you break it off, Jessica?
We got engaged really quickly, and he was verbally abusive, and
okay.
So nipped that in the bud. But, you know, and he did owe me money, but we'd been engaged for a year at the time that we broke it off, and I wanted to at least try to give some of that money back to my parents. So I wanted the money that he owed me for other things back, and he did give me the money. I gave him the ring back, and I happened to be friends with the manager of the store that he bought it from. And about six months later, he tried to take it back and say, she broke up with me while I was deployed and I just got back.
So I was trying to get the money.
Yeah, he was trying to get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
How'd that turn out for him?
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was pretty funny because I went to the store to buy something for my mom and she said, you would never believe what happened. And they turned him down because they knew exactly what the truth was.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jessica. I wonder if a girl's gone, like, you know what? I don't want anything to do with this ring, just throwing it into the water.
That happened to life.
That is
happened
just stupid.
To Nicolas Cage when he was engaged to Lisa Marie Presley.
That is,
and you know, when he gave a ring back then before he, you know, started having all those tax problems,
he had money.
He gave her
it had like a sphinx on it.
It was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. They were on a boat, they had a fight. She took the ring off and threw it in the ocean.
That's dumb.
That is
dumb.
That's
dumb.
People that money is inconsequential.
That is right.
That's people that makes me sick.
Don't do that, ladies.
And people that throw rings out of moving cars on the interstate.
Don't do that.
Every time I see a man, I've seen this a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. On the side of the road?
Men on the side of the road on Saturday mornings.
Looking for rings.
I see this a lot lately. I don't know what they're looking for.
Their dignity.
The fight of
man,
shame.
You'll see a man walking up and down the side of a road. I've seen this twice in the past month.
It's usually on a Saturday or a Sunday morning because they went out and got drunk or whatever.
Somebody threw something out the window and they're trying to find it.
That is funny.
Wow. I've seen that twice.
Yeah, I don't want to be married to you. I don't want to be engaged to you. Roll the window down. Boom.
Yeah.
Hotheads.
You will get the ring thrown back at you by the girl at least once during the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
But that's normal. She usually puts it back on.
A piece of jewelry, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's always so funny to me, because when, you know, it's just a piece of, it's a piece of jewelry, yet it carries so much weight.
Oh, it does. It really does. Emily, what do you think my sister-in-law should do with the ring?
Well, what I ended up doing, I moved to California for him.
Yeah.
So when he cheated, I ended up getting myself back home to Dallas and getting an apartment for myself and kind of getting myself back on my feet.
Okay. So you sold the ring and got money to do that? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yeah, I sold it.
Okay.
You sold it? You got yourself some apartment, some furniture? See?
Do you have anything left over?
Got a couple pieces of furniture. No, nothing. I've since met a new guy. I have a little girl, and it was definitely the best thing that happened.
There you go.
See, there you go. It worked out.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a dude on the phone.
Okay.
This is it right here.
Here we go.
This is it.
Male perspective.
Yeah, there you go.
Dang it, computer. There. We have a guy on the phone. His name is Mike.
And we're talking about when an engagement is broken off, what should happen with the ring.
Yes. Go ahead, Mike.
I think you should give the ring back because every episode of Judge Judy, when there's an argument about it, Judy says, give the ring back.
Does she?
See, but Judge Judy's practical. I don't know if it's by, like, law or she's just, like, a practical woman, too.
This guy's practical. I mean, I like it when you can break down life situations to Judge Judy. Because on Judge Judy, what happened was...
We should all have WWJJD bracelets.
Yes. What would Judge Judy do?
I love it.
I don't agree with it, but I respect it.
No, and I have an issue that he's seen, like, apparently every episode of Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's a good show.
She's the highest paid, most watched woman on TV for a reason. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I don't know, Kelly, what happened to earning your way out? And I know they don't mean that financially.
You do everything you can to make sure, you earn your way out
of the
relationship.
But, like, if the guy had a girl move and cheated on her, you feel, I know he doesn't have to, but I feel like he should pay for her to move back home.
In a perfect world, like you said.
To fix it a little bit.
And mature,
perfect
world.
Take the ring back, whatever, but at least help her if she sacrificed all of that.
I would think it would make you have a cleaner conscience.
A good karma.
It would be the right thing to do. It would be the right thing to do, but you're also, again... You're pretending everybody's a mature, rational
human. Right. People are emotional. People are, they're prideful.
Some people are just sorry.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Some people are just sorry.
Yep.
Now, Laura, what'd you do with your engagement ring?
Well, 36 days before we were supposed to have gotten married, the day before I was to mail out wedding invitations, walked in on my fiancé at the time cheating on me.
Oh.
So, I guess the weekend that I should have been on my honeymoon, I ended up meeting someone else who I'm now married to.
Wow.
And for his graduation present, I actually sold the ring and took him on an 8-day cruise in the Caribbean.
There you go.
Compliments as the ex-boyfriend.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he want the ring
thank
back?
You. At first he did, but then he was like, I really messed up and, you deserve it. So
there you go.
There you go. But then after that, he tried to get back together with me, which obviously wasn't going to happen. But,
no.
But yeah, so that was my end of engagement.
Hmm.
So majority says that she should keep the ring.
And majority, it sounds like a lot of girls do that. They buy something for the next chapter of their life.
Well, the problem is usually the guy is the one that screws it up. That's why they keep it. That's how it goes.
Very good point.
Yeah, it's all on the guys.
Very good point.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
These are our 8 semifinalists for the big break competition we have. We're trying to give one of these kids their big break. Break them into the music industry. All their videos, their songs, everything you need is up at kidnation.com. We need you to vote because we're gonna move 4 along to the next part of the contest.
That's cool, man.
With the winner getting some Linda Septian help.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get vocals and stage presence. They'll get instrument lessons. They'll get professional music video. They'll get help with their first single.
She's a star maker, dude.
Plus, they'll get to showcase their talent in front of record labels, which is the big thing. That's what you need. And we're playing them on the radio.
She can get you from this level to this level.
Yes.
If anybody can do it, she can.
Only place to vote is at kidnation.com. Go ahead and do that.
That's really weird about when she's in the room here. She's been here a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I told her this when she was here. I'm somehow attracted to her. Not like I want to get with her.
You're all in her Kool-Aid?
But like every time she's in the room, I find myself like right next to her. Like I will leave here next to my microphone and I'll go and talk like right next to her.
She's got a magnetic thing going on.
It's really weird. I told her this in front of people. I said, I don't know why. She's back there by the refrigerator. I'm back there by the refrigerator. She's over here. I'm like, somehow she's drawing me to her.
And you would think, and you would think that since she works with, she's worked with some big artists, she's worked with Demi and Selena Gomez, Destiny's Child. Yeah. You would think that you'd be extremely nervous when you work with her.
He's hoping to be discovered.
Is that what it is?
I'm trying to get my big break. But when you guys played that joke on me where you made me think that I could sing, remember?
Yeah.
And I had to go do lessons with Linda.
I tried.
You make that sound so cruel.
It was cruel. I thought I had a shot.
We didn't make you think you could sing. We made you think that somebody was interested in giving you a
record deal.
You guys
made me think I was going to go to Miami to record with Enrique Iglesias.
That's it.
Welcome to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That's way more funny.
It's actually still going to happen on your 20th anniversary.
Thanks. But she made me feel so comfortable when I went in there with no experience, nothing. I was so nervous. And as soon as she walked in, she eased me into it.
That's how good she is. A testament of what a pro she is.
And that will ease you into winning some money.
How about that? Ease your butt into $1,000 to $2,500.
Dang.
We're about to do it right now. Your share of $40,000 that we're giving away right here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I hope you are on hold right now.
Yes. Kelly has been given an envelope with today's correct amount inside. She is opening it up as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to guess the amount Kelly has in the envelope. If you don't get it right, we're moving on to the next caller. And remember, you have to guess in increments of 10. This number's always going to end in a zero, somewhere between $1,000 and $2,500.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed between those two
numbers. Speaking of 10, we have 10 people on hold right now. You need to be listening if you're on hold to a guest prior to yours. Listen to all of them. Because Kelly is going to say you are high. It's the higher or it's lower. You just need to know that. Know that. All right?
Listen. Thanks, Al.
Listen. Do that.
Let's play high-low. Here we go. We'll kick it off with Wanda. What is your guess?
My guess is $1,980.
Ooh, it's lower than 1980.
Oh. Why are you smiling, Kelly? Karen, what is your guess?
1,170.
It's higher than 1,170.
Okay. Hmm. Samantha, what is your guess?
1,860.
It's higher than 1,860.
That's what she was smiling.
Tyler, what is your guess?
1,930.
It's higher than 1930.
Wow. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Feels so bad.
Rosemary, what is your guess?
1970.
It's lower than 1970.
Ah, I feel like we're getting closer. Corey, what is your guess?
1950.
It's lower than 1950.
Oh, my goodness. Heather, what is your guess?
1940.
It is 1940.
Heather!
That first guy I really thought was going to get him, like 19, and it didn't come out.
I could tell by your reaction. Heather, you just won $1,940.
Yes, you did.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
God, I'm so excited, you guys. Yeah. Okay, I'm married. Mm-hmm. I have a stepdaughter. My husband is in the Air Force. He's deployed right now to Afghanistan.
Nice, nice.
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Nice.
He's going to be so thrilled to hear from you that you won that money.
Right?
Did you? I have no idea. I'm so excited.
You really need this money, Heather?
Yeah.
Who does it, right?
Right,
I can tell.
Can you think of anything off the top of your head you want to spend it on?
No, I just want to blow it.
There you go.
I'm just gonna blow it. Hey, that's all right.
Hey, you don't have to tell him.
You always have to be a responsible adult.
No,
go ahead.
You don't have to tell him. He's in Afghanistan. He's not gonna hear about it.
You know, maybe get yourself something and send him a care package.
Yes.
Come home. Sure. Christian Louboutin sitting there.
How often do you get to talk to him, Heather?
I usually talk to him on like Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
Easiest.
Here and there.
You're going to have to throw in a lot of exclamation marks.
Oh, what's your husband's name? Let's give him a shout out.
His name is Damian Washington.
What's his rank?
Tech sergeant.
Oh,
shout out to Damian
Washington. Yeah. Yeah.
And when do you get to see him again?
End of October.
Oh, that's tough.
Damien's a brother, right?
Yeah. You got to think about the spouses that stay home.
Yeah. Al wants to know if he's a brother.
Damien's a brother, right?
He's a half brother.
Damian Washington. I mean,
he's a half brother.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations,
Heather.
He's a bro.
Oh my God! Thank you.
All right.
Maybe he's listening on AFN.
Could be.
So hey, dude.
He could be. Yeah, he could be. We heard you when he was in Korea. You guys were playing on the taxi.
Yeah, we're huge in Korea.
Yeah.
They had us on the taxi.
Yes. I had someone tell me they were on vacation and they got in and they were like, I think that's Kelly Raspberry's voice.
Haunting them.
Korea, how funny.
In Korea?
Yeah.
Shout out to all my Korean fans this morning.
Shout out to Seoul, Korea.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, Heather, enjoy your $1,940.
Thank you.
Can't believe I just did the Seoul thing.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How do I handle it if the person I'm dating is great to me, but not so great to my kids? I'm a single mom of two little ones, a four-year-old boy and a six-year-old girl. I started seeing this guy about a year ago, and I decided after 9 months he needed to meet my kids. At first, he seemed shy around them, and I thought it was cute, but it never got better. Now he's just kind of cold towards them. He doesn't play with them or get them little toys or even acknowledge them when he comes over for dinner. He says he's still trying to figure out how to handle a relationship with kids, but he's not making any progress. Should I just end it now since there's no forward movement or give it some more time since it's kind of a lot to take in? Cynthia.
Well, your children are getting more and more attached to a cold fish while you're deciding what to do as a responsible parent. I know it's easier said than done. I would say you have to consider your children before that warm body sleeping next to you in bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if he can't, you know, this was the test. I think you waited a decent amount of time. You didn't do wrong there. You have to introduce him to the kids eventually.
Mm-hmm.
At least you didn't do it 9 days in. You waited, 9 months?
Yeah.
And obviously this isn't, you know, you need to just say, look, I'm sorry. Kids are my priority, but until you decide what you want, I can't do this. Can't have you around the kids anymore. You can't let this be an experiment for the kids.
Right.
If people aren't kid people,
they just
at first are they? Can they become?
I don't know.
Can they?
I don't know what people will do.
Everybody's different. Can warm up, but if he hasn't at all, and
is that a gamble you want to take?
Heaven help you if you end up having a child with him, and then you want to see him showing some favoritism.
Right.
You know.
Oh my goodness.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I married the love of my life about a month and a half ago, and things between us are fantastic. He came into the marriage with a 13-year-old son. His ex-wife passed away about 6 years ago, and his son had a hard time dealing with it. Things were really bad when we started dating, but I thought the son had actually warmed up to me. But since the wedding and moving in together, it's been an absolute nightmare.
Well, he's 13.
It's almost as though he's trying to sabotage our marriage.
Yeah.
And it's working because there's more fighting going on now than ever before. I don't know how to handle this stepmom thing. This should be the honeymoon period, not the civil war between four walls period. What do I do?
You get everybody in therapy.
Oh, boy.
That's mental and emotional. And, you know, there's going to be a huge problem. Yeah, you're picking up the right vibe. He's trying to get rid of you.
Yeah.
And he, you know, your husband might have your back and see what's going on, but pretty soon one of y'all is going to say, this isn't worth it, and that kid's going
to
win.
The tough time with boys seems to be between 13 and 16.
13, 16. Yeah, maybe 17.
Well, and he lost his mom.
And he lost
his mom. It's been a while, but still, there's emotional issues. You're stealing his dad from him, the only parent, in his mind, the only parent he has left.
Yep.
You need that's... If you want the marriage to survive, that's the only thing I can suggest is to get y'all into some counseling, not just for the kid, but for you and your husband, too.
Sure.
I mean, it's not just his problem. This is all of y'all's problem.
That's true.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Kelly, I think for the first time in 18 years, we can agree on the answer to this letter.
Well, I should just let you handle it.
Together.
Yeah, love letters to Al again.
No. We're going to answer this together. At the end, we're going to answer it on three. Okay? I think we'll all agree on this.
Okay. Al's doing it.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of 4 years and I just graduated high school. We've always agreed that we would go to the same college and get married, but he just changed his mind. He wants to stay home, work, save money, and have a home waiting for me after I graduate. He feels like he's making this huge sacrifice by giving up on his dream for us. And college is 600 miles away. I'm mad. He doesn't get it. If he can't uphold this commitment, what other ways will he let me down? Should I just walk away now and enjoy college as a single girl? 1, 2, 3.
Yes!
There you go.
Why don't you do this?
Tough clap on
Why
that
don't
one.
Y'all make this agreement? We're going to continue to date, but I'm going to go to college. That's going to last about a month.
If that.
Let me tell you, this is an example, and I've never seen this work in the history of all the relationships I've seen. Our assistant producer Nick, who also does a lot of the stuff you see on the internet, Nick, and his girlfriend, high school sweethearts. But they were both going to two separate colleges.
And they broke up.
And they broke up. It was not an ugly thing. They said, look, I want you, we're going to break up. There's no way this is going to work. It's going to be too much tension and drama. They each agreed to date other people.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't. When I say date other people, that didn't mean they were out whoring around.
They were not, actually.
They dated other people. They went out and socialized. But guess what happened at the end of those 4 years?
They linked back.
They got back together, and they are married, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah.
I bought a blue jacket for him.
They have a beautiful dog together.
Don't you dare give up your dream of going to college to sit at home with this guy.
Yeah.
You go off, and it makes me so upset. Yep. It really upsets me when girls give up their dreams for a boy.
And you changed so much in that period of time.
Oh, yes. So much. I was 0 for 2 with the whole dating and going off to college thing. I dated a girl my junior year that was a senior, and she went off to college, and we said, oh, we'll just date. You know, we'll keep dating while you're off in school. Now she met some 20-year-old dude who swept her off her feet,
but
and that
ahead.
Was the end of that.
Try dating long distance.
And then my senior year, tried it again my senior year.
As a freshman,
oh, we'll just date. You'll go to this other state, and I'll stay here, and we'll still date. She ended up meeting another dude as well, and I ended up meeting my wife, Kinsey. It typically does not work out unless
you're
Nick.
But you can't say that to a senior.
I know.
You know, because they don't hear that.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, you don't you dare stay home. You go to college.
Go live life.
And enjoy yourself.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife of 12 years is one of those people who is not happy unless they're complaining about something.
Oh, boy.
Hi,
Kelly. She's married to Kelly.
Wow. Is this a Kelly, about Kelly?
I get a bad rap.
Let's
I'm not complaining all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She's more for radio and entertainment
80%
value.
Of the time.
Okay.
You're real. She always complains about never having time for herself and having to do so much for everyone else. But here's the thing. She doesn't have to do the majority of the stuff she puts on herself. She's always trying to start her own business. She always fails. We lose money. She exhausts herself. We fight. It's just a disaster. I've tried making her see what she's doing time and time again, but she might be the most stubborn person ever and won't change.
This is about Kelly.
I'm tired of hearing her complain about a problem she continues to create. What should I do, Kelly? Jacob.
Well, how long have they been married?
12 years.
Oh, Jacob, this is it. You know, you get what you get. And I mean, what are you going to do? Now you're going to try to start changing things? This is the woman you married. Yep. This is how she functions.
Oh boy.
Sorry
about you, dog.
It's been 12 years.
You know, it's so funny because you can see they do like movies and stuff where the woman is, yeah, 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 and the man just sits there.
You're going to be that couple.
He's thinking about golf. He's thinking about the football game or whatever.
You know, just get your boys and go out.
She doesn't want you to help her. She doesn't want you to solve anything for her.
She just wants to
vent.
Get a cardboard cut out of yourself.
You might as well
be
a cardboard. She doesn't need your input. Lord, heaven help you if you try to give her advice.
It sounds like if she's always starting businesses, she needs a purpose. Like she's missing that. She needs a purpose.
She needs a soundboard. She wants to sound stuff off.
And
that's what you are, dog.
For better or worse.
Get your golf buddies. Go out, have a few beers, and just get yourself. This guy needs to stop on his way home every day because you need to get ready before you go home, dog. You need to stop and just have you like a shot of tequila or something because you got to deal with it when you get home.
We don't encourage people to drink and drive on the way home.
Okay, maybe he's on the train. Maybe he's riding the train.
Okay.
Stop. He needs to do prep. He needs to do prep on his way home. That's why men stop at happy hour on the way home because they know they got to go home and deal with the wife that's going to say,
you could try just killing her with kindness, like every time
killing her.
Like, you know, just, you know, it's so stupid, but like, you know, how I've said my favorite payday, candy bars are payday. I don't need any more paydays. Thank you. I've had enough paydays.
Much.
But whenever my ex would just bring home a payday because he stopped at the gas station and knew I liked one. I don't care what kind of mood I was in. Mm-hmm. It would just brighten my mood, change everything. So maybe if you come home, like you said, Al, and that's a good way to prepare to come home instead of getting drunk and
get your mind.
Why not
your
if you
right.
know your wife really
just
loves, let's say, a Score candy bar. Did I mention I really like Score candy bars, too? It's not just about payday.
Yeah, like Score's what I like.
Three Musketeers.
Maybe she likes a Score. You pick her up a Score and bring it home. Just say, oh, I just thought of you. That will, like, change the energy in the room.
Okay,
just
you can
little,
do that. Just
it's little remembrances. So maybe you could try that tactic or just block her out when she starts talking.
Do that, but get you a shot on the way home.
We need to start a company called Lendoneer. Yeah, it's like you just call the dude up. Hey, my wife wants to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Dude shows up, sits on the couch. She talks. He listens. You have a good time watching TV.
Well, you know how the big thing now is hologram. Maybe we can figure out a way to make those way less expensive and have a hologram of yourself just sitting there in the kitchen table at the kitchen table listening.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
you need a couple mm-hmms in there though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Bonus.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am
dating an older woman.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking about asking her to marry me.
What are we talking here? How old?
I just need to know what you think about making a relationship work when there's a big age difference.
Big?
Well, you just have to have some common ground. I mean, the age is truly just a number, but how many years are we talking?
She treats me really well.
Uh-huh.
She gives me her meat portions during meals. I'm 70. She's 113. Do you think we can make this work till death do us part?
Yeah, because it'll be Herbert. Over in a minute.
She gives me her
meat portions. Y'all jokesters up in here.
But this is a true story. I hope you saw that in the news.
Yeah,
113-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember this, Al, but we talked about
it.
I didn't know if it was radio or TV. It was radio?
Yeah, we talked about it on the radio
yesterday.
TV for all week.
It was like 2 days ago. Monday.
Are you the 113?
I'm the 113.
Remember I said he's just using her for money, and then listeners started saying.
Kelly, we talk so much. I don't know when we're talking and what we're talking on, if it's TV, radio, CB.
Al, was this one of those moments where you went to the producers and you said, I got this?
Yeah.
This would be great.
That was Love Letters to Kelly. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, you go to KidNation.com. We have a nice little love letters tab right there.
Mm-hmm.
Write it. We read it. We solve your problems just like that.
Bam.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's talk a little late night action.
All right.
We don't get to watch late night shows because we're sleeping.
I like to watch the monologue for David Letterman. I like to watch him run across the stage in the monologue. And then when that's done, I pretty much know it's time for me to go to bed.
Right. I like catching up the next morning.
Yeah.
So if you like Letterman Al, you may have heard Letterman talking about Lindsay Lohan, wanting to move to London.
Oh, last night?
Lindsay Lohan's moving to London, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Now they better step up security around the crown jewels, you know what I'm saying? Before long, she'll be slurring in a British accent. You know what I'm saying.
Is she really moving to London?
That's the word. She's apartment hunting.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Should we get one of theirs? Should we get
we'll get Pippa.
Do a trade?
Yes.
Oh, we'll trade for Pippa all day.
Done.
All day.
Done.
No, I think
done.
The way it works is we get to get five. Right?
Five of our choosing.
Yeah,
by name.
Well, if somebody gets five. Somebody gets the better end of the deal.
We'll take Pippa. We'll take Harry. Styles and Prince.
You're just deciding on
so
the five?
So you got three?
So that's three. Those are good ones right there.
Why do you need Pippa?
What?
Because that's for me and Al.
We just want to look at her.
Pippa's beautiful.
Whatever.
Pippa, yeah.
I'm not even going to argue with y'all anymore.
We'll take Harry. We'll take out all the rest of them. We'll take four more if you give us Pippa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pippa counts as two because of the booty.
Damn right.
All right.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel was talking about the female hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they always have girl names.
Not always.
They've been switching them up lately.
Not always, but
he talks about what happens when they do have female names.
Yeah. On average, hurricanes with female names kill twice as many people.
For real. Mm-hmm.
They figure out why. They surveyed hundreds of people, and they determined that when a hurricane has a woman's name, we take it less seriously. We don't prepare as well for it. Which is weird. Either that or the female hurricanes are more destructive because they want to hang around and cuddle afterwards. I'm not sure. Isn't that interesting? This is why I like my idea of giving them names like Hurricane Oh Crap, Here It Comes. Or Hurricane Gary Busey is a good name, too. So the message is don't be sexist or you will die.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have noticed that.
Good message.
We don't get ready for hurricanes with girl names. We got to take those seriously.
And you'd think they'd take longer, too.
Yeah.
Because they're getting ready.
Getting ready.
Right.
Yeah. Way more warning.
Yeah, we're gonna have you'd have at least, 3 hours heads up.
We're going to have an episode of Snapped about female hurricanes. I love that show. Have you ever watched it, Al?
Huh?
Snapped?
I've watched a couple.
I mean, I like crime shows, but is that not make you uncomfortable when you're lying in bed next to your wife?
Yeah.
And she, you know how much she loves that show.
Yeah, that's who got me into this show. My wife loves this show.
What's the show about?
About women who snap.
It literally is women who kill.
It's yeah.
Wow. They take it, and they snap. That's it.
That'll make me get out of my relationship. I better not watch that.
Yeah, don't watch it with your girl.
No.
Watch it by yourself. That way you know what to look for. That's why I'm
the
watching.
The warning sign?
Yeah, it's like studying tape.
I mean, you know, I've always said if a girl would display the cray early,
it
would save so much time and heartache. If y'all just let us know up front. Like, I don't mean like a one day into the relationship. I mean like maybe 3 months, like 90 days, 90 to 60 days, 90 to 6 months. Let us know what the cray is then. Then we know.
Then we can bounce.
Yeah, we can bounce, or we can determine whether we can deal with that cray or not. When y'all let the cray go, you hold it in, and then you don't let the cray go until
the craziest,
like a year later.
The craziest of all of us girls are best at masking the cray for like 6 months.
Oh, it'll come out, though,
Jenna. Until we got you locked in, yeah. And then we're like full crazy.
No,
yeah, let us know the cray.
They let it out once, like when you get pregnant. Those are the master controllers.
Show me the cray.
Well, that's hormones. You can't.
That's different.
That's different.
Judge.
That's a different kind of cray.
It is.
That's a different kind of cray.
This is nature.
That's cray cray.
That's nature. Also, Jonah Hill. We consider him a friend of the show.
Yeah, he's been in here.
He's only been here once, but we like him.
Yeah.
He's a nice dude. He got in big trouble yesterday because he used a homophobic slur against a photographer who was harassing him, following him around, saying mean things about him and his family and his friends. So the guy, but still, he shouldn't have said what he said. So here's what he told Jimmy Fallon yesterday.
The word I chose was grotesque, and no one deserves to say or hear words like that. I've been a supporter of the LGBTQ community my entire life, and I completely let the members of that community and everybody else down when I used a word like that this weekend. And I genuinely am deeply sorry to anyone who's ever been affected by that term in their life. I don't deserve or expect your forgiveness, but what I ask is that at home, if you're watching this, use me as an example of what not to do. Don't respond with hatred or anger. I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you.
My love and apologies to everybody.
That may be.
Cue on the end is new.
That is an apology right there.
But this cue on the end is new. That's something isn't that recent? Because it was always LGBT.
Wait a minute.
It's LGBT. Because I just looked it up. I was like, what is the cue for?
What is the cue for?
It's for queer or questioning.
What's questioning?
Like if you're not sure.
You're not sure?
So it's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, parentheses, and or questioning.
Didn't they just put a question on it?
Because the Q was just not there until just now. I'm like, where's the Q?
When they add the Q, Shannon.
Letters.
When they add the Q, Shannon.
Shannon.
I've never heard it. I don't know.
It's new. Come on, Shannon.
I don't know.
It's new. It's so new. Shannon hadn't even gotten the memo.
I can't even remember the LGBT.
She hasn't paid her membership dues. She's been busy.
Yes, I did. I paid my $40 to the picture people.
Okay.
The picture.
We have dues.
But that was a good apology.
It costs money to be gay.
It does?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you just said you pay your dues.
Well, no, you don't pay your dues.
Man, being gay ain't cheap, y'all.
You get your picture taken with the duct tape over your mouth and the tattoo on your cheek.
That's why you don't see poor gay people.
Yeah,
it's
like $40.
It costs money,
man. Oh, the No Hate campaign one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for a good cause, though. That's not a membership.
What does it go to?
That's for No Hate.
I wish everybody looked as good as they do in the No Hate pictures.
Man.
They lighten your eyes to this shade of hazel.
Oh, I wanted them to Photoshop me more than they did.
I'm serious. Everybody has the same, like, hazily, like almost vampire color eyeballs.
Not me.
They airbrush everybody. Everybody looks great in the No Hate picture.
Al, you should do it.
Do a No Hate picture?
Yeah. You look all good. So you got to do it naked, though. Don't you got to be
naked?
No, you don't
have to
be
naked. Usually you wear like a white t-shirt or something.
Yeah, just a white t-shirt.
And tape over your mouth.
I think some people do it naked.
Some people do it
naked. Yeah, they go real extreme with it.
Back to that apology that Jonah Hill just did.
Yeah.
That may be one of the best ever.
It was very genuine.
Hey, it's groveling, man.
It was
groveling. What you going to do?
Here's
the
thing, though.
There's apologies like the Paula Deen apology. I felt no sympathy for her. After her apology,
not a good one.
She had some quiver in her voice.
I'm not saying what she. I had no. It didn't touch me.
Donald Sterling missed on the apology as well.
We should do a segment sometime soon about apologies, bad ones versus good ones.
Don Imus, not very good.
I'd like to take a minute to apologize.
Yeah,
but here's the thing: to play a little devil's advocate, and I like Jonah Hill. He's an actor.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor. He's been nominated for a couple
Oscars.
So
you're saying he's acting here?
I'm not. You never know with actors when
they're...
Well,
you know what? He put it out there. He didn't avoid it. He didn't make excuses for it.
He hit it head on.
But he really does sound like he regrets it.
It was a knee-jerk reaction, and he apologized.
Yeah.
So you got to let... We've got to learn as a country to start accepting apologies.
Right.
Because what's the point of anybody apologizing if no one will accept the apology?
And that we don't understand the scrutiny they go through with these photographers. The things that they are told... constantly, over and over and over. And all it takes is just one little snap, and you say one of the wrong words that you shouldn't be saying, and you're done. Yes, Jenna?
No, it's just I was like,
I'm sorry, I was looking at pug photos on Instagram.
Sorry, there's this really cute micro pig that I've been following. No, I was actually reading what they said to Jonah Hill. They were making fun of his floral board shorts.
I think tomorrow Jenna should probably offer an apology for this.
For not listening.
Uh-huh.
No, that's actually why I was laughing.
Oh, no, I was just going with the premise of what you guys were making fun of me about. No, I was just reading exactly what Jonah Hill said.
They were making fun of his pants.
They were making fun of his shorts. But if you haven't followed Barbie the Pig on Instagram, I recommend you do that.
Thanks, Jenna. Thanks.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.